We're doing Yeshaya. We're up to what's called the 33rd chapter, the 6th Pasuk. And the Navi writes, V'haya emunat itecha. So we are accustomed to translating the word emunah as what? What would you translate emunah? Faith. Aha. V'haya emunat itecha. So we'll translate that as the faith of your time will be. We will go back on that translation. Chosen Yeshuot, Chochmat Vada'at. The strength of the salvation, the wisdom, the knowledge that you are faithful to the Ribon Shel Olam, that will be the Vaya Emunat, the faith of Hashem. Itecha, that the fulfilling the times that Hashem told you. You give the tithe, you give the truma, you give the gifts to the poor, you maintain Shemitah. Your faithfulness to the time will be your strength of salvation. It will be your knowledge, it will be your wisdom. Okay? Emunat itecha, your faithfulness to the times. There are times when you're supposed to give different gifts to different people. Well, how are you doing that? You're doing that because you have faith in the Ribon Shel Olam. You're being faithful to his mitzvot of giving charity, etc. That will be your strength of salvation. Choset Yeshuot, Chochmat Vadat. So that's one interpretation. There's another interpretation. Vaya emunat itecha. Your faith in Hashem throughout the different times, throughout the different trials and tribulations of life, that will be your strength. But there's a third interpretation here. And the third interpretation says the word emunah comes from the word strength, fulfillment. The fulfillment of your time. And the strength of your salvation. How will you be able to ensure that your times are worthy? They exist. That's through wisdom and knowledge and fear of Hashem. That is the treasure of man. And Hashem saying, salvation is coming. Things are going to be peaceful. You want that to last? Emunah means to have a lasting effect. The word emunah is sometimes used as a reference to if you establish a pole in a place where it will last. You set a pole in the ground, but you set it in a place where it will last. That's called neman, something that lasts. Amin, just like we say amin means trustworthy, well, amin also means having lasting impact. Emunat itecha, to have the good times last, the times that we're about to describe, that things are going to be good, maintaining those times, that's called emunat itecha, will be through chosen yeshuot, through the strength of the salvation, chochmat vadat, wisdom and knowledge of Hashem, yirat Adonai hi otzaro, the fear of Hashem, that is man's treasure chest, that's what maintains the blessings of life. You want to know where you hold on to them? Within yirat Hashem. Our sages say that this pasuk teaches us that the yirat Hashem yotzaro, the fear of Hashem is, we interpreted it as, that's man's treasure chest. Chazal say it means, that's Hashem's treasure chest. Hashem says, everything in the world's mine, except for one thing. There's one area which I left that's yours, and that's the free will of whether you're going to have yirat Shamayim or not. Everything else is out of your control. You can try, you don't know what'll happen. But Hashem says, there's one thing I left that's completely in your control, and that's the concept of Hakol Bidei Shamayim, Chutz Mi Yirat Shamayim. Everything has the heavens has a handle on, except for the fear of heaven. That, Hashem says, is completely up to you. I can split the sea, and people can say all kinds of things before and after the splitting of the sea. If they believe in Hashem, they could say, yeah, but Hashem isn't here. But Hashem isn't involved in our life. People can witness Hashem in many ways and then say, but not now, but not here, but not in this. So Hashem always gives us that free will, and the Talmud says free will is really in one realm, in the question of our perception, in the question of our attitude. That's free will. Everything else, you can try. But, you're not guaranteed results. Yes? I think there are levels in Yirat Shamayim, and I think the most basic encompassing level is an awareness that Hashem exists, commanded, and cares. Hashem exists, He commanded us, and He cares whether we perform or don't perform. And I think that's the most basic level of Yirat Shamayim. Now, does it mean I'm scared He's going to punish me? Does it mean I have awe of Him, I have respect of Him, I will perform? That's already later details. But I think the basic definition of Yirat Shamayim is that my behavior reflects an acknowledgement, and that, I think, is perhaps one of the hardest things for us to do. Because we can speak about the fact that He exists, and on some level we accept that, and on some level we okay.
We were talking the other day about making Hashem Melech HaOlam.
Right.
And not Melech HaSmei.
Right, right. And then to say that He commanded, yeah, that I could live with. But then to say that He cares, He's on top of what I'm doing, that's much harder, like we saw in the Ran. We saw at the end of the last semester, the Ran said, it is completely counterintuitive. The Ran said, you tell man, God commanded you mitzvot, and man says, why? Why does He care? Why do I matter? He is so great, you want to tell me He commanded me? Eh! So the Ran said, that's why the first two commandments had to be said by Hashem. Because the second commandment, the Ran explained, lo yiyelcha lokim acherim. The first commandment is I am Hashem. So that, the Ran said, that's another piece about why that's important, the difficulty in accepting that. But the second commandment, the Ran said, Hashem had to say personally, because our logic would never accept that Hashem gave us mitzvot. The Ran said, you tell man God commanded, and man says, why? Why would God get involved with us? And that's why Hashem has to personally tell us a mitzvah. Lo yel chalukim, I care, I told you no. And that's the opener to all the mitzvot. Because that teaches us the concept that Hashem cares and He gave us mitzvot. The Ran, to my mind, that Ran was earth-shattering. He was acknowledging that human logic dictates that God would not be involved with us. He's much greater than the details. And he says that that's something which our logic would not have arrived at. We would have argued against it, which many people do. He says, had it not been said by Hashem Himself, then we would have had a hard time accepting it from anyone, because we would have said, it doesn't make sense to us. Why would He get involved with us? That's that was the Ran. So coming back to here, that idea is something we're at odds with. It's not such a simple idea. It doesn't flow naturally. There's a natural tendency of man to turn to Hashem when he needs things, when he feels that things are beyond his control, so then he'd like to think that Hashem is out there watching over him. But to live on a daily basis and say, he told me to do something and he's paying attention.
So then is Duran saying that we have an understanding or an acknowledgement that there is God, that we have commandments, but without the third leg, which is that he cares, what we are left with is there's a God, there's commandments, and those two comprise a system. But that he actually cares about me as an individual is outside of our logic. We have the commandments, we need to do them.
But even the commandments, he says,
right.
he says that the commandments are outside our logic, that he cares enough about me to tell me what to do.
Right. Once you buy into that, then the third one seems to follow naturally. That happened to Eeyore, right? Once he heard from God,
yeah,
then he got it. But if
he cares enough to talk to me, then I can understand that he cares if I perform.
Right.
The first question is that he's going to talk to me? He's telling me to do something? There's a true story that Rav Moshe Feinstein once called one of his students, and one of the kids answered the phone. He said, "Yeah, who is this?" So he said, "Moshe Feinstein." And the kid said, "Yeah, and I'm Ronald Reagan," and hung up. Okay, so the Rav Moshe Feinstein's on the phone for you. "Yeah, and I'm Ronald Reagan."